and laid, but it's not what you think. We've got the deets.
And TJ Holmes' wife breaks her silence on the state of their relationship.
And later, our boy Chewy Martinez sits down with Allison Williams to talk about her new horror flick, Megan.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
And I hope y'all ready, baby, because Brad and I are coming to you live from Dallas, Texas.
That's right. And we got some fabulous guests in ATL. Our girl, Jessie Woo Woo Woo, 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 woo. And multimedia personality and talk show host, Funky Dinesa.
Hey, y'all.
What's up?
Well, let's get into it, y'all. What do you got up for us first, Tanner?
Okay, Jessie. The royals just keep giving. All right, so Prince Harry's new memoir, Spare, comes out next week, and a surprising excerpt has just leaked. It describes a fight Harry and Prince William had over Meghan Markle. Mm. According to Harry, William came to see him at Nottingham Cottage and told him Meghan was, quote, difficult, rude, and abrasive. Then things escalated. Mm. Harry says he grabbed me by the collar, ripping my necklace, and he knocked me to the floor. I landed on the dog's bowl, which cracked under my back, the pieces cutting into me. I lay there for a moment, dazed, then got to my feet and told him to get out. Mm. Apparently, William told Harry to hit him back, but he refused. Then he left, telling Harry not to tell Meghan about the incident. And initially, he didn't. It was only when she noticed the scrapes and bruises on his back that he told her what happened.
That story should have ended with, and then I move with my auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
Santa Barbara.
We need to stop dancing around the damn issue. Now, I love Harry, but you know, Meghan is my cousin. But Harry is lying about all this. Harry was playing around with another woman and got scratched in the back and lied and said that dog bowl did that to her. And Meghan found out about it. That's why he didn't tell her about it initially.
Gary, I'm telling you, you were the other woman?
Thank you. But remember, don't fuck a bitch or girl. You never kiss and tell.
Gary, let us find out your name will be in the book.
Okay.
Trust me, baby. When y'all don't see me on Dish Nation no more, bitch, I'm cashing in my check.
Royal check.
With Meghan's cousin of all people.
Okay.
Well, it looks like the TJ Holmes and Amy Robach GMA3 scandal ain't going away no time soon. Now, the streets have been talking about their workplace love affair for months, and now TJ's wife, Marley Fabig, has broken her silence. Kinda. Now, her attorney released a statement saying, TJ's attorney and I have been working together to move their divorce forward privately, expeditiously, and as amicably as possible. Notwithstanding, we continue to be disappointed by TJ's lack of discretion, respect, and sensitivity towards Marley and their party's daughter. Apparently, I think their attorney's T.I.
They're lawyer petty, because she didn't have to put that last part in there.
That was too much.
I mean, the reality of the situation is your client don't want her no more.
But here's the thing. I need y'all. I don't understand. What does notwithstanding mean?
Notwithstanding means his penis is not standing anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I think his penis standing is what got him in trouble.
Exactly.
That's why they stand no more.
Okay, y'all, we told you guys the other day how Rolling Stone magazine pissed people off with their list of the 200 greatest singers of all time, and they left my favorite Haitian, Celine Dion, off the list, of course, and as well, they left Pink, too, as well. But, well, it turns out that Pink called out the magazine actually 9 months ago after she was left off of the greatest 25 Grammy performances list. She said, in part, Rolling Stone sold out. That's when Snooki became acceptable coverage. Give me a break. Do your homework. Snooki just reacted to the shade like 9 months later saying, oh, my God, I never saw this. Pink came from me? LOL. Like, why me, girl?
I mean, but Snooki, girl, you got to be for real. You ain't never had no business being anywhere near a Rolling Stone magazine.
They were on MTV.
They were.
You got a point.
They were.
Have you guys ever found out, like, after the point that somebody talked trash on you? Have you found out, like, 6 months late?
You know what, though, y'all? All of us around this table except Tanner.
Wait,
what? We could sit here and say that we did not get talked about and found out 6 months later. We all experienced Juneteenth. We didn't know we was free slaves until, six months later?
How did Juneteenth get in this, Gary?
Well, we didn't know we was free. We didn't,
he just snuck at Juneteenth.
Wow.
All right, so when Gabrielle Union admitted her first marriage to former NFL player Chris Howard was a mess from day one. Now, in a recent interview, Gabrielle said she definitely wasn't wife of the year and said she felt entitled to infidelity. Check this out.
In our first marriage, neither one of us felt like the marriage should get in the way of our dating. And so,
part of it was keeping
up with his activities. And I was like, that's what you're doing? Oh, you're going to feel this one.
Okay.
I just felt entitled to it as well. I was paying all the bills, I was working my ass off, and I felt like that's what comes, the spoils of riches.
Yeah, pretty scandalous by many accounts. Well, Gabrielle and Chris stayed married for 4 dysfunctional years and then called it quits.
So when she first got with him, he was successful in the NFL, but like really rapidly, he lost his NFL career. Mm-hmm. She was basically financing everything, and he was cheating on her since before they even got married. And then when they divorced...
Oh, that's too
much.
Yeah,
and then when they divorced, she actually had to pay him alimony. So I think for her, it just was very detrimental all the way around. But could y'all?
It wasn't that damn detrimental, Snooki. I mean,
Jesse.
Jesse.
Y'all been attacking me all week, and I'm not gonna accept it.
For Jesse, like we're talking about Haitian shorts.
Okay. Okay. Now let me ask you guys: could you guys stay in a relationship this dysfunctional if you were being taken care of?
Absolutely. Because it wouldn't be dysfunctional. I wouldn't care. Rent high, it's hard out there. Jobs are scarce. It wouldn't be dysfunctional. It'd be very functional.
Yeah.
It would be very functional.
It would be very functional.
Get a check, bitch, and going shopping and honey, having another piece while he at work.
He would not have to come home. He wouldn't. As long as I flip the light switch on and the lights come on, and when I open the refrigerator, there's some bottled water and some bacon in there.
But also to my man who was married to Gabrielle Union first, you do have to keep up appearances. You can't be with a woman that fine and be built like a dresser.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
Tell him the truth.
You got him the truth.
Head crack together, yo. It's competitive. Okay, guys, moving on. It is time for our favorite.
We have SZA serving up a juicy trap chat. SZA served us with a celebratory Instagram post in honor of topping the music charts for the past 3 weeks by showing off them cheeks. SZA gave the fans what they wanted by posting up a close and personal video of them clappers with the caption, 3 weeks at number one, fully minding my business and not giving a f-. Thank God. Okay. That's a caption.
Wow.
So, is this a thirst trap or not?
She's like a mermaid. Yeah. Every time she's singing, I feel like she's singing directly to me. And because of that, I would get into a shootout with one member of each gang in America for the opportunity to service SZA.
Handcrack, that was very passionate. God.
Even the Boy Scouts.
SZA had me when she said, I just keep them satisfied through the weekend. Yes.
Right.
Up next, we've got Cassie being that girl. She dropped a sexy IG post for her, giving an effortless strut while showing off her lean physique with Coco and Chanel on display. Is this a thirst trap?
No.
No?
Nah. I don't think it is.
No.
I'm going to be real with y'all.
She missed the girl. She too small.
This is
she
a hunger trap.
Yeah.
Hunger trap. It's a hunger trap.
Hunger trap.
Am I the only person who thinks this is a thirst trap?
Yeah, like, it's giving model.
Watch the video with the sound off. In my head, I hear change and bones popping while she's walking.
I am done. Yeah. It's definitely giving catwalk. It's giving she is slimming down because she's getting back into her model bag.
No, I'm trying to find my wallet because I feel compelled to spend 83 cents a day.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow.
I saw that commercial last night. It's 63 cents.
The game on that.
Up next, man, if you're a Bad Bunny fan, you might want to hide your cell phones. We'll tell you why right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And y'all, we are back, and it looks like Bad Bunny done got himself in some hot water again.
Yes, he is now a 2-time gold medalist in the phone throw. Now, earlier in the week, we talked about the video of Bad Bunny snatching a fan's phone and chucking it in the bushes. Well, he was spotted again, snatching a phone from fans at a bar in the Dominican Republic and throwing it across the crowd, man.
What is up with this?
At least he did it in the Dominican Republic this time, because, you know, he ain't going to catch no charges over there, so he good.
Well, got lawyers in the Dominican Republic?
But child, the only thing you need a lawyer for in the Dominican Republic is when you get a BBL, because they be botching the hell out of people on that damn island.
Is there a law, y'all, against throwing people's phones? Is there a law against that?
I don't know, but
at a certain point, it is your property. You know, it's like if you spent good coin, good money on your phone, it's like you're going to be upset if somebody throws it. Personally,
so if I
want
to whoop your ass for throwing my phone, I won't go to jail.
Exactly.
Bad Bunny is literally the biggest performer in the world right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where is your team?
You know what I think, though? Well, I think this is a ploy for a phone company, whether it's Android or Apple, to come out with a Bad Bunny-proof phone. Or a phone that's strong enough to withstand being thrown.
Period.
And this is kind of like the lead-up in
good,
the
Bad Bunny-proof. That is good. If this is not true, they need to hire you, Headcrack, for promo, because that's dope.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely sue if they take the idea.
But you know it's only going to be phones for ghetto people, so it's going to be like Boost Mobile or Metro PCS, stuff like that, right?
Baby mama-proof.
Right.
I want them to start bringing in bigger phones. Phones, like, you remember those phones from the 90s that are like big, and just see if he'd throw those?
Right. Oh my god, you I feel like he would.
Ooh, I'd be the first bitch on the ground. Fell out. Oh,
well, moving on, child, y'all. Baby Miss Julia Fox is still talking about Kanye West.
Oh, Lord. So during her recent appearance on Watch What Happens Live, Julia was asked about her romance with Kanye, and she claimed they weren't together long enough for Ye to even know her full name. And when she says her full name, she's talking about first, middle, and last.
Who cares?
Thank you.
So, y'all, have y'all ever been with someone, or does any of your exes not know your full name?
Okay.
Can y'all relate to this?
Damn, and I want this lady to stop talking about Kanye. The relationship been over. Ain't nobody talking about her no more. Yeah. We done talked about Kim and Kanye. We done talked about Kanye losing his mind and Kanye. Yeah. We don't want to hear about her little thing with Kanye. That's been over. Girl, go somewhere. Find something to do. Get you a job.
Go fold clothes. I mean, you ain't got no dishes that need to be washed or something.
And she has a son. And like, where is your child? Go be a mama, please.
But Jesse, I got to make a confession. It might not be an ex who didn't know my name, but a couple weeks ago, I had had a rendezvous with somebody I had met at the club.
Oh.
And like in the middle of the rendezvous, they were like, "You don't even know my name, do you?" And I was like, "Nope." And they were like, "I don't know yours either."
And we just kept going.
Not you don't know my name.
Funkin' no better. Nobody knows somebody's first middle name, especially in the community that Funkin' myself.
I don't think they even knew each other's first name.
We didn't know each other's first name.
Funkin' tell you that was my piece, bitch. That's my piece.
So when you're addressing each other, what do you say, like?
Ooh and ah.
Martinez chats with Allison Williams about her new movie, Megan. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, our guy, Chewy Martinez, is back dishing. He didn't come back to take care of you and little Leroy, bro. Oh. But there is a new scary doll in town named Megan, and Chewy sat down to dish with the star, Allison Williams, and the director about the new horror film in theaters tomorrow. Check it out.
Hi, how you doing, Allison? What's going on?
Not much. I like this.
You like that?
Just like a little enthusiasm.
Just like wake up.
Everybody wake up, damn it. Wake up your thighs.
So do you think Megan is payback for what Rose did to Chris in Get Out?
Let me translate this. Maybe? Is there ever enough payback for Rose? I don't think it's possible.
Do you still get like people like see on the street or somewhere, they're just like, yeah.
And it always comes with a sense of like, it's like if there's a wild animal you're not sure should be like awake during the day and you're like, hey.
See you at a Whole Foods.
Or like at TSA. I get the funniest reactions from TSA because Rel played a TSA agent in the movie. And so I'm kind of like, you know, hey, we good?
Are we good?
I forgot my Purell in my backpack. Is this going to be okay? Or are we going to do a whole thing? Yeah.
It's an honor, honestly.
Like, how great to have been a part of that.
Yeah.
Playing the most evil person I can imagine.
Most evil, more evil than Megan, I would say.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's talk about Megan.
Yeah.
When you're on set shooting and filming scenes and you're seeing this individual, like, you have to be freaked out.
Yeah. The way freakier thing isn't when we were working, it's like between, like when they yell cut. yeah. way freakier. Or when she's just in repose somewhere off to the side. It's just super spooky. Because then your imagination just takes over. But even when you're like locked in with her, it just seems like you're looking at a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're in an octagon, brother. It's Annabelle, it's Chucky, mm-hmm. and it's Megan. Who's taking the title and why?
I think Megan's taking the title because she's quite happy she's all about economy of movement. She's very Bruce Lee in that way. Yeah. So she'll wait to see Chucky and Annabelle just duke it out, and then she'll basically pick up the person who's the most wounded, I think.
So if we're in an octagon, it's Annabelle, Chucky, and Megan.
Yeah.
Who's winning and why?
My girl.
Your girl.
Yeah, she's gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just, they're all cunning, they're all funny. I mean, Chucky is kind of, they all have their own lanes, but yes. I've gotta say, I designed her right. I think she's gonna come out with the W. She is just, she's like thinking ahead. She's a robot, she's right. been programmed. She right. has like the whole internet in her head,
yeah.
which is what makes her so terrifying, because we all become terrifying the more time we spend on the internet.
And Allison, how terrifying is technology and modern technology?
It's like, so scary. And we have to all like think about it, you know, with our smart devices at home. My publicist's daughter asks the funniest questions of her Alexa. Like, she'll say like, Alexa, what is rain? And then she'll be like, Alexa, I asked you a question. And the transcripts, like you can read transcripts of what you've asked your smart devices, and the questions are really funny.
That's
Alexa
hilarious.
Play fart was another one that I loved.
Does Alexa fart?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. But then she said, Alexa, play poop. Again, I don't know these answers. I need to go home and ask.
That's what technology should be used for.
This is what it's for.
That's what it's for, Allison.
Exactly, exactly. Like, I'm glad we went highbrow with this.
I know, we're so, so highbrow.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So listen, y'all, it's been 28 years since O.J. Simpson led the LAPD on a wild car chase, and black men and Broncos still can't catch a break, and that includes kids, too.
Lord.
So a toy Bronco advertisement has the internet in a frenzy because it has a little black boy in the driver's seat with a little white blonde girl the passenger.
Oh,
even
Lord.
Fabulous had to do a double take. He reposted the ad in his stories with the caption. I'm starting to think these companies be doing this on purpose, or as an inside joke, just to see if we get it.
Yeah.
Because a Bronco with a black boy and a blonde white girl in it is just crazy.
I mean, I do feel that. It's almost like when you go watch like these kid cartoons and it be some really slick jokes in it
That you got to be an adult to catch.
Right. I feel like this does spill into the advertising world sometimes.
And you know what? They do it just subtly enough for you to be like, am I tripping or not?
I feel like if they would have made that Bronco white, then damn.
Yeah.
I feel like this is like, this was slick. It was a slick way to do it.
See, I wouldn't even picked up on any of that stuff. I would be like, yo, I wonder if they listen to like City Girl Kids Bop. You know what I mean? What did they ride out to? Because they look very pleased.
No, but how would y'all feel if Bronco really said, you know what, we're going to make OJ the face of Broncos?
I'd be with it.
Broncos. You saw like a Bronco commercial and it was like, the juice is loose. Again.
No, literally. No. Crazy.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.